The following is a review of the financial reporting and analysis principles designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in Financial Reporting Mechanics. We begin with an LOS asking us to describe how business activities are classified for financial reporting purposes. Business activities can be classified as operating, investing, or financing activities. Operating activities are those undertaken in a firm's ordinary course of business, such as producing and selling goods and services. Investing activities refer to buying or selling long-term assets, such as machinery or land. Financing activities refer to borrowing money, repaying money, issuing common stock, repurchasing common stock, or paying cash dividends. How an activity is classified depends on the nature of the firm. For example, receiving interest payments on debt is likely to be classified as an investing activity by a manufacturing firm, but likely to be classified as an operating activity by a financial services firm. The next LOS is to explain the relationship of financial statement elements and accounts and classify accounts into the financial statement elements. Financial statement elements are the major classifications of assets, liabilities, owner's equity, revenues, and expenses. Accounts are the specific records within each element where various transactions are entered. On the financial statements, accounts are typically presented in groups, such as inventory or accounts payable. A company's chart of accounts is a detailed list of the accounts that make up the five financial statement elements and the line items presented in the financial statements. Contra accounts are used for entries that offset some part of the value of another account. For example, equipment is typically valued on the balance sheet at acquisition or historical cost, and the estimated decrease in its value over time is recorded in a contra account titled Accumulated Depreciation. Assets are the firm's economic resources. Examples of assets include cash and cash equivalents, which are liquid securities with maturities of 90 days or less, accounts receivable, which often have an allowance for bad debt expense or allowance for doubtful accounts as a contra account, inventory, financial assets such as marketable securities, prepaid expenses, which are items that will be expenses on future income statements, property, plant, and equipment, which includes a contra asset account for accumulated depreciation, investment in affiliates accounted for using the equity method, deferred tax assets, and intangible assets, which are economic resources of the firm that do not have a physical form, such as patents, trademarks, licenses, and goodwill. Except for goodwill, these values may be reduced by accumulated amortization. Liabilities are creditors' claims on the company's resources. Examples of liabilities include accounts payable and trade payables, financial liabilities such as short-term notes payable, unearned revenue, which is items that will show up on future income statements as revenues, income taxes payable, which are taxes accrued during the past year but not yet paid, long-term debt such as bonds payable, and deferred tax liabilities. Owner's equity is the owner's residual claim on a firm's resources, which is the amount by which assets exceed liabilities. Owner's equity includes capital, or the par value of common stock, additional paid-in capital, which is proceeds from common stock sales in excess of par value, share repurchases that the company has made or represented in the contra account treasury stock, retained earnings, which are the cumulative net income that has not been distributed as dividends, and other comprehensive income, which consists of changes resulting from foreign currency translation, minimum pension liability adjustments, or unrealized gains and losses on investments. Revenue represents inflows of economic resources and includes sales, or revenue from the firm's day-to-day activities, gains or increases in assets or equity from transactions incidental to the firm's day-to-day activities, and investment income, such as interest and dividend income. Expenses are outflows of economic resources and include cost of goods sold, selling, general, and administrative expenses, which include such expenses as advertising, management salaries, rent, and utilities, depreciation and amortization to reflect the using up of tangible and intangible assets, tax expense, interest expense, and losses or decreases in assets or equity from transactions incidental to the firm's day-to-day activities. The next LOS asks us to explain the accounting equation in its basic and expanded forms. The basic accounting equation is the relationship among the three balance sheet elements, assets equals liabilities plus owner's equity. Owner's equity consists of capital contributed by the firm's owners and the cumulative earnings the firm has retained. With that in mind, we can state the expanded accounting equation. Assets equal liabilities plus contributed capital plus ending retained earnings. Ending retained earnings for an accounting period is the result of adding that period's retained earnings, or revenues minus expenses minus dividends, to beginning retained earnings. So the expanded accounting equation can also be stated as assets equal liabilities plus contributed capital plus beginning retained earnings plus revenue minus expenses minus dividends. The next LOS is to describe the process of recording business transactions using an accounting system based on the accounting equation. Keeping the accounting equation in balance requires double-entry accounting, in which a transaction has to be recorded in at least two accounts. An increase in an asset account, for example, must be balanced by a decrease in another asset account, or by an increase in a liability or owner's equity account. These are some typical examples of double-entry accounting. Purchase equipment for $10,000 cash. Property, plant, and equipment, an asset, increases by $10,000. Cash, also an asset, decreases by $10,000. Borrow $10,000 to purchase equipment. Property, plant, and equipment increases by $10,000. Notes payable, a liability, increases by $10,000. Buy office supplies for $100 cash. Cash decreases by $100. Supply expense increases by $100. An expense reduces retained earnings, so owner's equity decreases by $100. Buy inventory for $8,000 cash and sell it for $10,000 cash. The purchase decreases cash by $8,000 and increases inventory, an asset, by $8,000. The sale increases cash by $10,000 and decreases inventory by $8,000, so assets increase by $2,000. At the same time, sales, a revenue account, increase by $10,000, and cost of goods sold, an expense, increases by the $8,000 cost of inventory. The $2,000 difference is an increase in net income, and therefore in retained earnings and owner's equity, ignoring taxes. Next, we have an LOS that requires us to describe the need for accruals and valuation adjustments in preparing financial statements. Revenues and expenses are not always recorded at the same time that cash receipts and payments are made. The principle of accrual accounting requires that revenue is recorded when the firm earns it, and expenses are recorded as the firm incurs them, regardless of whether cash has actually been paid. Accruals fall into four categories: unearned revenue, accrued revenue, prepaid expenses, and accrued expenses. Unearned revenue means the firm receives cash before it provides a good or service to customers. Cash increases and unearned revenue, a liability, increases by the same amount. When the firm provides the good or service, revenue increases and the liability decreases. For example, a newspaper or magazine subscription is typically paid in advance. The publisher records the cash received and increases the unearned revenue liability account. The firm recognizes revenues and decreases the liability as it fulfills the subscription obligation. Accrued revenue means the firm provides goods or services before it receives cash payment. Revenue increases and accounts receivable, an asset, increases. When the customer pays cash, accounts receivable decreases. A typical example would be a manufacturer that sells goods to retail stores on account. The manufacturer records revenue when it delivers the goods, but does not receive cash until after the retailers sell the goods to consumers. Prepaid expenses mean the firm pays cash ahead of time for an anticipated expense. Cash decreases and prepaid expense, also an asset, increases. Prepaid expense decreases and expenses increase when the expense is actually incurred. For example, a retail store that rents space in a shopping mall will often pay its rent in advance. Accrued expenses mean the firm owes cash for expenses it has incurred. Expenses increase and a liability for accrued expenses increases as well. The liability decreases when the firm pays cash to satisfy it. Wages payable are a common example of an accrued expense, as companies typically pay their employees at a later date for work they performed in the prior week or month. Accruals require an accounting entry when the earliest event occurs, whether it is paying or receiving cash, providing a good or service, or incurring an expense, and require one or more offsetting entries as the exchange is completed. With unearned revenue and prepaid expenses, cash changes hands first and the revenue or expense is recorded later. With accrued revenue and accrued expenses, the revenue or expense is recorded first and cash is exchanged later. In all these cases, the effect of accrual accounting is to recognize revenues or expenses in the appropriate period. Most assets are recorded on the financial statements at their historical costs. However, accounting standards require balance sheet values of certain assets to reflect their current market values. Accounting entries that update the asset's values are called valuation adjustments. To keep the accounting equation in balance, changes in asset values also change owner's equity through gains or losses recorded on the income statement or in other comprehensive income. The next LOS is to describe the relationship among the income statement, balance sheet, statement of cash flows, and statement of owner's equity. The balance sheet summarizes the company's financial position at the end of the current accounting period. The income statement, cash flow statement, and statement of owner's equity show changes that occurred during the most recent accounting period. Some of the net income that is shown on the income statement can be paid out to shareholders as dividends. The remaining net income after dividends is an increase in retained earnings on the balance sheet. The statement of cash flows provides details about the change in cash on the balance sheet. If contributed capital or common stock changes on the balance sheet as a result of issuing or repurchasing shares, the change will also appear as a source or use of cash on the statement of cash flows. Changes in contributed capital and retained earnings will both appear on the statement of owner's equity. The next LOS requires us to describe the flow of information in an accounting system. Information flows through an accounting system in four steps. In step one, journal entries record every transaction, showing which accounts are changed and by what amounts. A listing of all the journal entries in order of their dates is called the general journal. In step two, the entries in the general journal are sorted by account in the general ledger. In step three, at the end of the accounting period, an initial trial balance is prepared that shows the balances in each account. If any adjusting entries are needed, they will be recorded and reflected in an adjusted trial balance. In Step 4, the account balances from the adjusted trial balance are presented in the financial statements. The last LOS in this topic review is to describe the use of the results of the accounting process in security analysis. An analyst does not have access to the detailed information that flows through a company's accounting system, but sees only the end product, the financial statements. An analyst needs to understand the various accruals, adjustments, and management assumptions that go into the financial statements. Much of this detail is contained in the footnotes to the statements and management's discussion and analysis, so it is crucial for an analyst to review these parts of the financial statements. With this information, the analyst can better judge how well the financial statements reflect the company's true performance and what adjustments to the data are necessary for appropriate analysis. Because adjustments and assumptions within the financial statements are, at least to some extent, at the discretion of management, the possibility exists that management may attempt to manipulate or misrepresent the company's financial performance. A good understanding of the accounting process can help an analyst identify financial statement entries that appear to be out of line.